Hello.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yeah, can you tell me what this is about, please?
Oh, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. I'm getting back to you.
Oh, wow, I didn't recognize the Silver Spring phone number.
Oh, yeah, we use a voice over internet phone, and sometimes it matches the areas that we're calling.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, that's cool. Yep. So, yeah, I apologize. I am sorry to the marketers calling left and right.
Oh,
okay.
No problem.
So I wanted to update my – I guess I have to do this on through the phone. I can't do it through the portal.
You can do it on the dashboard, too, if you like, but I have your billing in front of me. I can update it for you if you like.
Well, I need to – I was told I can't use my business partners. So we have three cards with, you know, business cards.
Okay.
Each one has our own names. I mean, it's all the same. But I was told I couldn't use his because it has his name instead of mine. And mine is not activated yet, and I don't have access to it at the moment.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I can do it on the portal, I will. But the biggest issue here is that I never got to changing the card. I thought it was going to be billed tomorrow, not on the 12th. So it charged my personal card, and this is a business transaction. It needs to be in the business bank for tax purposes and everything else. So, so is there any way to be reimbursed and then you guys charge the new card?
The thing that's sticky about that situation is that I know when you and I talked, you had signed up for an automatic renewal each month on the 28th, so your second payment was supposed to be July 28th. I pushed that out for you 2 weeks for free, so that 2 weeks was supposed to be August 11th, but I think because that's a Sunday, we set it for August 12th instead, which was Monday. So if you're only worried about the fact that you used a personal card for it, I will let you know and I can send you a copy of the invoice. Because it's still a business expense, you can still, you know, use it as the end of the year for a write-off, even though it was on a personal card. We could just send you the receipt for it and, you know, that way you know it's a business expense.
Right. It just complicates things. And, I mean, it's my personal card. So, I mean, what if I'm, you know, I got an overdraft fee and everything else. So, I mean, it's fine. I'm going to dispute the charge through my bank. They're going to call you guys. I mean, I think the easiest way is for you guys to just charge the new card, which, I mean, if you want to do it tomorrow when the new card's there, that's fine. But
why don't we do that? You said that you have the new card. You just didn't activate it yet, right? I could put the number in and just charge it tomorrow, and then I can process the refund on the other one right now. But that refund will take like 24 to 72 hours. It's not like instant, you know, as long as you're okay with that.
Yeah, no, that's completely fine because my bank is aware that that transaction is not going to be valid. I want to pay you guys. Trust me, I do. I want no issues with, you know, late payments or anything like that. But, yeah, I just, unfortunately, you know, the bank got settled not long ago, and then, you know, it was just a matter of tracking. Hey, this is, we need to find 10 different spots where we have to change the card information. It just kind of went over my head. But, yeah, if I can call you tomorrow, and I'm sorry, it's so hard to get a hold of someone consistent there.
Oh, I'm at extension 777, Lewis. So if you call in and put in that 777, it'll always ring to my desk. But do you have the new card where I can update it now, or should we just do this all tomorrow, you think?
I mean, I can give you the card, but it's going to be my partner's name. I just don't I don't have access to my card right now. That's the problem.
Well, if I can talk to your partner and verify that we can charge $249 on it, that'd be okay. I would just have to verify it, or we could wait till tomorrow and put yours in.
He doesn't speak English, so.
I see.
Yeah, we can wait till tomorrow. It's no problem. I'll call you 777. That'll be a lot easier. So I'll just call you tomorrow.
Okay. All right. We'll take care of all of it then. No worries.
Okay, Tina. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.